WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on a Thursday, May the 30th, 2024. Hope you are having an amazingly wonderful day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Been there for 31 years as the pastor and been here on the Refresh Radio program. It's 10 and a half years now, a little over 10 and a half years. And, you know, we hope that we bring a word of refreshing to you. The Bible says he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And I count on that on a regular basis, but I pray that it would not just be something that takes place through the radio program, but that it is something that you put into practice in your life, that you seek to be a blessing to those around you, because when you, God blesses you to be a blessing, and then because you are a blessing, he blesses you as well again. And so we're very, very thankful for that opportunity. You know, I don't watch news broadcasts anymore. I go to several websites and get news, and it, you know, I pick up on the slant that is there and decide whether, you know, they're journalists or propagandists. And I get views from different places, and so I tend to balance that stuff out. But sometimes whenever I'm watching, or I've taken a little bit longer to go through that article, I might have got distracted or something, there's a little bar that comes up and it says, "We have new headlines. Would you like to refresh?" I pray that you will do that, not just with your internet capabilities. I pray that you will do that with your relationship with God. Because God is on the throne. He is not retired. He has not stopped being personally involved with people's lives. And I pray that each day you will say, "God, would you refresh me today? Give me the good news from heaven. Give me the word that I need for myself, or a word that somebody is going to need to hear today, and order my steps and direct my path." So I pray that you would live a refreshing life. Some of the people that I've met since we started the Refresh Radio program are the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure. It's a family business, father, daughter there, and there's other family members that are involved there, but those are the two that I primarily interact with. They have a family-based landscaping business. It's based here in Brevard County. They've got over 20 years of experience. And they want to bring their skills to your project so that it ends up being better than what you dreamed it was going to be. They offer a full array of outdoor products, such as premium artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation. In fact, I'll be honest with you, whenever I see a paver stone project now, I automatically think of them. They do such a great job. Installing and managing drains and downspouts, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They do design, planting, and maintenance of your project. They transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number for that part of the business is 321-749-1432. 321-749-1432. If you call that number, you can schedule a time. Dan will probably come out and take a look at your project and see if y'all can come to an agreement and a scope and a time frame. But they also, in 2024, added Space Coast Nursery. And so they have an entire nursery that they operate, have plants and that type of nursery, not the drop your baby off and pick it up 2 hours from now. I don't think that would go over too well. But it's 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. 321-452-5565. They're a blessing to the Refresh Radio program, blessing to Merritt Assembly of God, and their skill set could be a blessing to you. So if you're considering a project, you may want to give them a call. Today we are going to go, and we may end up in two passages today. We're going to be in Hosea chapter 11. Hosea chapter 11, and verse number 1, we're going to read four verses here. It says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son." That was a prophetic portion of scripture there. So they called them. "So they went from them, they sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to carved images. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love. I was to them as those who take the yoke from the neck. I stooped and fed them." So those are the four verses there. It's talking about God dealing with Israel. And anytime you see the word Ephraim there, it could refer to the entire nation of Israel. It could refer to the tribe of Ephraim. It could just refer to the 10 northern tribes. And so here it is referring to the nation of Israel. Ephraim was one of the most populous and largest areas. And it talked about that God called them out of Egypt as a son. He called them out of bondage. But when he did that, there was a whole new level of education that had to take place. Because if you've been a bondservant for all of that time, you're going to think like that. You're going to feel victimized. You're going to feel taken for granted. They were originally brought to Egypt at Pharaoh's invitation, and they were put in charge of Pharaoh's livestock because the Egyptians didn't want to take care of the livestock. It was offensive to them. And so while they were there, the children of Israel continued to cause the belongings of Pharaoh to increase, but they also increased in number. And because a new Pharaoh came onto the scene who didn't know about Joseph and his intervention, didn't know of how important Joseph and the people of Israel had become to the people of Egypt, that he began to oppress them because he was afraid they were going to join their enemies. I pray that it is never your fear that determines how you are going to treat people. You know, in our modern society, if there's a disagreement on a certain topic, well, you are just labeled a person who is phobic in that area. It may not have anything to do with fear. It may be a difference of the way that we see a subject. And so, but if you can label someone with a title, then all of a sudden, you know, you're big and bad and horrible and nobody wants to have anything to do with you. And in reality, you may be operating from exactly the opposite paradigm, where you are not operating out of fear. You are operating out of compassion. So God called them out of Egypt, and as they went from them, they sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to carved images. So the children of Israel kept reverting back to idolatry, no matter what God had done on their behalf. So this is This is where we get into verse number 3. God, this holy God, like we talked about yesterday, is dealing with an unholy, ungrateful people that he's chosen to be called by his name. And it says that he taught them to walk. Okay? It's one way to walk when you're, you know, under someone else's control. You know, I tell people that when I was on staff at a church, it was always a great relief to me that if somebody came up with a problem, I said, well, we need to go talk to pastor about that. They didn't want to go talk to the pastor. They wanted to come and talk to somebody else. Well, I couldn't solve their problem. And so I'd say, well, you know, we're going to go tell pastor. And, you know, so that's the way that I handled things like that. Then I came to Merit Assembly of God, and there wasn't anybody for me to go point them to. There was me. The buck stopped with me. And so I had to learn to process that differently. So God taught the chosen people, the people of God, he taught them to walk the way that they were supposed to walk as spiritual royalty. And he did it, and it says that he took them by the arms. He took them by the arms. He grabbed them with his arms, and he said, we're going to teach you how to walk. Well, if you know that whenever you are learning to walk, there are going to be setbacks. You know, I've watched my children. I've watched my grandchildren, and a lot of times they are specifically equipped with padding in certain areas of their body by God, because there's going to be stumbles. There is a loving, compassionate education or instruction process that God uses, and he says, I've got you. I'm going to set you up to succeed here. And so that's what they needed to learn to walk as children of the King. A lot of people may say a prayer, but they never learn to walk like a follower of Jesus Christ. And then there's all sorts of confusion that takes place because people see the way that people who claim to be Christians are living, and then every Christian gets painted with that broad brush. So I have a missionary friend. He says, I don't label myself a Christian. I label myself as a follower of Jesus Christ. And I remember him telling me that 30 years ago. It says here in verse number 3, but they did not know that I healed them. And that's what I want to share with you today, is that God, as he's teaching us with his hands-on approach, he's also bringing healing. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, every time they hit a bump in the road, they wanted to go back to Egypt. You know why? Because it was a familiar place. They didn't realize the adventure that God was leading them on, that it was going to, again, this is from a message, the land that he was leading them to was not just a land flowing with milk and honey, but it was to a land that was glorious. It had a glory beyond all lands. That's what God was looking for in the promised land. And so as he's teaching them, he's also bringing healing. And so that word means he repaired, he rebuilt, and he mended, and he healed. Sometimes that is through God's word. Psalm 107:20. Let me just go ahead and turn back there just a moment, because there's a two-part promise there. And it says, Psalm 107:20, and he saved them out of their distresses He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from their destructions. Verse number 21 goes on and says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And so when you and I are walking with God and he is teaching us a more mature way of living than what we have experienced before, there's going to be a healing that takes place. Don't let your past continue to handicap you in your walk with God. God has the say over your challenges, over your failures. God has the say over that. Your challenges don't get to dictate, you know, how you walk with God. And a lot of people get that messed up. We have a culture of victimhood. And so somebody was asking me who my favorite preacher was one time, and I told him, I said, there's only one problem I have with this particular preacher. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you who it is because some people would like him, some people wouldn't. And some people like my preaching, some people don't. I was flipping through the channels one day, and I heard a pretty well-known pastor and television preacher, and he was talking about, he said, look, when I was younger, he said, my church has always stayed small. He said, people stayed away from me by the thousands. And I laughed. I thought that was hilarious. It was something I could identify with. But I said, the problem I have with this preacher is he preaches victory, but he has the politics of victimhood. And the person that I told that to said, you know, I never leave a conversation with you without having you say something that is very thought-provoking to me. And so God, when he walks with us, He's teaching us maturity. He's teaching us new skill sets. He's teaching us how to function in a kingdom manner. He's teaching us how to function with the dunamis of God, the power of God. But in the same process, he's healing us. And here's the interesting thing about this. It says, but they did not know that I healed them. So God has a way of bringing healing from destruction, healing from the sicknesses, the diseases, the afflictions. And sometimes he's doing it in a way that we didn't even know he was doing. So there's a book that I read years ago, and it had to do with these little stories of giving, of tithing, and how it had really been transformative in people's lives. So one of those stories was a person who went and bought like a dollar's worth of seed. I don't remember what grain it was. He bought a dollar's worth of seed, and he tilled up, you know, the amount of land that it would take, and he planted it, he cared for it, and come harvest time, he took 10% of that seed, and he sold it, and he gave the proceeds to the church. And all of the rest of it, all of the rest of the crop, he kept for next year's project. And so he took the seed of that year, which was now considerably more than the dollar that he had purchased the year before, and he planted it, and he did the same thing the second year, and he did it the third year. And eventually, a very famous entrepreneur provided the land, provided the equipment to bring in the harvest, because the harvest had been incredibly great. And then they had to start, you know, distributing the seed to others who wanted to participate, as long as they promised that they would continue to tithe on the proceeds. And it was really a fascinating story. Another story, and it was grain related, was a small church. It was a small struggling church, but it had several people in it. It just wasn't thriving financially. And it was in an agricultural community, and the guy who ran the storage facility, and for right now the name of that process, the grain elevator, I guess it'd be, the person who ran that, it was a place where everybody took their product to sell it. And so the people came to him and said, look, you're the most successful business person around. Could you be the church treasurer? And he said, well, I will do it for 1 year, and I will only do it on one stipulation, and that is none of you ask me any questions and until next year when it comes up, and then we'll give you a report, and then you can decide what to do. And so a year later, he came up and he said, and this is what the balance in the church was before y'all made me treasurer. He said, I want you to know that the pastor has gotten a raise. The missionaries have all had their support increased. We have done several projects around here. We have paid cash. We are debt free. We have made repairs around the building, and he just went on and on and on about all of the financial improvements to the church. And the people were like, the same people are here this year who were here last year. What is the difference? And he said, well, the difference is that when y'all brought your grain, I paid you for your grain, but I also put the tithe in the church. And so basically you've been tithing this last year and you didn't know it. You continued to have all of your finances met, but because you started doing things in the church, God's blessed the church, and we're in a whole lot better place than we were a year ago. I tell you that story. I told you the first story to set you up for the second story, because the people didn't know what God was doing in their life. There are some of you who you've been walking with God for a while, and he's held you in his arms, and he's treated you like a loving, compassionate father. He's got his arms around you, provided. But what you didn't know is that God also wants to heal. He wants to heal your spiritual trauma. As you walk with him, he also wants to heal your emotional needs. And he wants to heal your physical needs. You were never meant. You were not created by God to be a perpetual victim. You know, victimhood is popular because there are a lot of people who feel victimized. They feel oppressed. Not everything that has been done to me has always been pleasant, has always been fair. There have been times when I have been victimized. But I want to tell you that God is the conqueror. God's healing balm, God's healing presence has been way more impactful on my life than the trauma was. And I pray that you will allow God to open your eyes to see some of the things that he's healed that you didn't know about. I don't know if you've ever had this happen or not, where you were sick and you were like, man, I just feel crummy. And then all of a sudden you go on and suddenly it dawns on you, you know, I felt pretty good. And I don't even remember when it happened. Well, I want you to know that God does that. God says, it says here in verse number 4, that God's process was he drew them with gentle cords. He drew them with bands of love. He was to them as those who take the yoke from the neck, and he stooped and fed them. If you have been controlled by substance, if you've been controlled by your past, if you've been controlled by rejection, if there have been other people controlling you, I want you to understand today that God is calling you with a loving and compassionate invitation and saying, would you come here? Would you let me take that yoke of burden off of your neck? This isn't his yoke. This is the oppressor's yoke. This is the one that wants to keep you in bondage. God wants to reach down. He wants to remove that yoke of burden. And it says, I stooped and I fed them. There's a lot of good promises there in Hosea. Hosea was a prophet who had a very, very challenging marital relationship. His wife was unfaithful. He literally bought her back off of the auction block. And he said, you will not call me your master. You will call me your husband. You are not a slave to me. You are a partner. You are someone that I love and I care for. And God continues to display that in his people over and over again. Whatever you're facing today, I pray that God will teach you how to walk as one of his kids, and you will enjoy the fellowship of your Heavenly Father, your holy Heavenly Father. And as he draws you to himself with the bands of love, that he will remove the burden off of your neck, and you will see that God has come down to your level so that he could feed you, nourish you, take care of you, and meet all of your needs. So thought we might get through another passage today, but we'll take care of that tomorrow. And so I hope that you have a great and glorious day. May it be filled with the blessing of the Lord. May he lead you and guide you and teach you how to walk as a child of the King. We're going to scoot out here a few seconds early today. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.